From Berean Free Presbyterian Church, we present Let the Bible Speak. Please have your Bible ready and stay with us as the Reverend Philip Owen opens the Scriptures to Let the Bible Speak.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, I read, For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come. These are fitting descriptions of springtime. And of course, there are many other evidences that we can see of this new season in western New York and southern Ontario. Our cat, for instance, has born two little kittens. All the new growth in the woods, the leaves that are starting to form on the trees, the appearance of the robin again. God is good to us. But you know, these descriptions in the Song of Solomon are really descriptions of the soul when the Lord has returned after a time of absence, after a time that He has hidden His face, as it were. The believer says when the Lord returns, it's like springtime to his soul. I trust that this ministry is a soul-saving and soul-edifying ministry, that as you have listened to God's Word, it's as if springtime has come to your soul, that the Lord has come and visited you and given you life eternal through His Son, Jesus Christ. We encourage you to sign up to receive the quarterly magazine called Let the Bible Speak. It's free of charge, and you can be sure that we won't pass your name on to any mailing list, and you can be sure that you won't be solicited for money. The Lord takes care of us. We just want to know that you're encouraged. And if you have any questions about the Bible or just want to let us know that you're praying for us, please write or call in. We'll be really encouraged by that. This week is our annual week of prayer for the ministers and their families. It's held this year in Toronto Free Presbyterian Church at the corner of Nielsen and Finch in Scarborough, Ontario. We encourage you to pray for us. It's a time where we hear the preaching of God's Word, have fellowship together, and have seasons of prayer where we call upon the Lord, and He has promised to answer and show great and mighty things which we know not. Today, May the 7th, we have a special guest preacher for our 11 and 6:30 services, David DeCanio, who is ministering in Littleton outside of Denver, Colorado. The last year or so, he's been ministering especially among the young people of Columbine and Bear Creek and other high schools, and he's been reaching young people for Christ after that tragedy that we know of that took place on April the 20th, 1999. We encourage you to come and hear what God is doing outside of Denver through our brother's ministry. He'll be lifting up Christ and preaching from God's Word at the Berean Free Presbyterian Church on Boston State Road, just 4.5 miles south of the Boston Hamburg exit. We encourage you to come, 11 o'clock and 6:30 today. May the Lord bless you as you continue to hear His Word.
Jesus, safe from corrosion.
The fourth commandment still reads, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." The Wright brothers, Wilbur and Orville, were pioneer aviators who achieved the first powered and controlled airplane flight. On the 17th of December, 1903, they made history when their airplane left the ground and flew for 12 seconds. Later that day, they flew 260 meters. At last, man had begun to fly. Wilbur and Orville Wright were brought up to have a respect for the Lord's Day, for their father was a godly Christian minister who loved the Lord and his day. One day, the King of Spain came to see Wilbur in his airplanes. "His Majesty would like to see you fly," requested an attendant. "I am very sorry," Wilbur replied, "but we never fly on Sunday." It was better to say no to the King of Spain than to disobey the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings. Did you ever hear of the man who wouldn't run on Sunday? The film Chariots of Fire has introduced the name of Eric Liddell to many thousands of people. In 1924, Eric was chosen to run for Britain in the Olympic Games. He was the British record holder over 100 meters. And it was certain that he would do well in the event. His heart was set on winning. Then came the news that the heats for the 100 meters were to be run on Sunday. Eric canceled his entry. The British Amateur Athletic Association tried to persuade him to run, but they failed. He did not change his mind even when he was asked to run by the Prince of Wales. Instead, he entered for the 400 meters, although this was not his best distance. On the day of the race, as he lined up with the other runners, someone put a small piece of paper into his hand. The race started, and Eric Liddell won, setting up a world record which stood for many years. After the race, he looked at the little slip of paper and found written on it these words. In the old book it says, "He that honors me, I will honor." 1 Samuel 2:30. Wishing you the best of success always. Eric Liddell became known as the man who wouldn't run on a Sunday. He was a true Christian who loved the Lord and his day. We encourage you this day, the Lord's day, to seek him and to give him the whole day. He has not said, "Remember the Sabbath hour to keep it holy," but "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." May the Lord bless you as you seek him with all your heart this whole day.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus and houses or land, I'd rather be led by his guiltless hand. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather.
Proverbs chapter 31. Having 31 chapters, Proverbs is very fitting and useful for our daily Bible reading. You can read a proverb for each day of the month. And this being the 7th of May, of course, the 7th chapter could be read and so on. But of course, when you come to February, you might have to read 3 or 4 extra chapters before you come to the 1st of March and read Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 31, just the first couple of verses. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that thou wilt speak to us from this brief portion of thy word. We know that no portion is insignificant. We pray, Lord, that we might discover the jewels that are within this portion. May we realize the richness of the Scriptures. May we esteem it more than gold that perishes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This very awkward statement in verse 2 can be explained. It reads, "What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows?" Those three interrogatives might be translated, for instance, "What kind of advice can I give you, my son? What kind of counsel can I give you, the son of my womb? And what kind of help can I give you, the son of my vows?" It's very intensive, and it begins from general to specific. She calls Lemuel her son, then the son of her womb, and then the son of her vows. And I believe that you can take this very homey picture, this very personal letter, as it were, that has been inspired by God, and elevate it to the relationship that God's people have with their God and Father and Lord Jesus Christ. When we think here of the believer's threefold relationship with God their Father, this verse is very clear, I believe, that God calls His people His son, and the son of his womb, and the son of his vows. And we'll take it from specific to general, or we might even take it chronologically. The son of his vows, the son of his womb, and his son. When we think of the believer's threefold relationship with God their Father, it is not just simply a relationship of a creature to a creator. All men can claim that. But we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. No man can claim heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's Jacob's ladder that we find in the book of Genesis, the ladder that stretches from heaven to earth. And the only bridge between God and man is the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6 say it this way, "There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." When the believer who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and who's been born again begins to realize his relationship with God, when it becomes crystallized, he realizes that he is beloved of God, he is begotten of God, and he is belonging to God. Ponder those things. Friend, to be saved and to be happy in the Lord, to be forgiven of your sin, to know that Christ has become your substitute is the greatest joy in all the world. To know that God loves me, first of all, that God has begotten me, and that God owns me. And so let's look at these three statements in Proverbs 31:2. She calls her son the son of her vows. And this is equal to the Lord loving his people. Why did the Lord vow to save? Why did he promise to save his people? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Matthew 3, the Lord Jesus is called God's beloved son. But he calls his own people his beloved sons. Christ is loved by his Father, but God in Christ loves his children who are in Christ. They are the son of his vows. Believers are God's beloved sons. Thou hast loved them, Jesus said, of God's people in John chapter 17, verse 17. They're beloved of God, called saints in Romans 1, 7. Beloved, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Know this, that Christ is the Son of God, but his people are called sons of God. To as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Christ is the only one that's called the Messiah, or Christ. His people are called Christians. The Lord Jesus is called the Lily of the Valleys, and his people are called lilies. He feeds among the lilies. But as his sons, we are beloved, followers of God as dear children, or beloved children in Ephesians 5:1. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, 1 John 3:2. To know that you're loved of God is the greatest feeling and the greatest realization in this world and the world to come. To know that God loved me and gave his son for me causes me to be grateful to the Lord and causes me to be loyal to him and urges me to share with others this great truth that God, because he loved sinners, gave his son upon the cross of Calvary to save his people from their sins. If you're a child of God, you're beloved of the Lord. Let the world hate you. Let enemies of the gospel hate you. The love of God constrains us or moves us that we might be witnesses for the Savior and endure all the persecution and trials that this world can throw our way. You're beloved of God. Oh, may the love of God draw you to Christ and draw you to the cross, draw you to salvation, that you might be called the son of his vows, his beloved child. Secondly, she calls her son the son of her womb. She bore him. She begot him, so to speak. And the Lord Jesus is called God's only begotten son. This day have I begotten thee, speaking of his resurrection in Psalm 2. He's God's only begotten son. But did you know that the Bible calls us begotten of God? We were born of God, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, but of God, John 1:13. You must be born again, Jesus says in John 3. Paul, to his spiritual children, as it were, he says, I have begotten you through the gospel. We're begotten of God, it says in 1 John 9 times. That is, we're fruit, we're the production, we're the work of God that he has produced through the work of Jesus Christ. God communicates eternal life to us through the work of his Son. Are you born of God today? You need to be born again. You can't be a Christian by being born once. Only one birth will not do. You must be born of the Spirit, born from above, born anew. May you know the truth to be begotten of God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You become a child in Christ and you begin to grow and wean upon His milk, the milk of the Word. And we begin to take in the meat of the Word and grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Can you be called the son of His vows, that God vowed to save me because He loved me, and the son of His womb, that I have been begotten of God, I have been born of the Spirit, I have been given a new heart, regenerated by the Lord. And thirdly, she simply calls Him my son. He belonged to her. And God calls His son with that possessive, my son. Christ called His father, my father. What a close relationship the Father and the Son have. But do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ says that the Father calls us sons, my sons, and we call Him Abba, Father. He's our Father. Matthew 6, that's the Lord's Prayer, our Father. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord, 2 Corinthians 6:18. Hebrews 12, we receive chastening because He's our Father. If we didn't, then it would be proof that He's not. I belong to God, for He produced me because He loved me. Does it not seize your heart to realize that you can become a child of God? You can be called a son or a daughter of God through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, may you know that blessed threefold relationship with God, to be beloved of God, to be the son of His vows, to be begotten of God, the son of His womb, and to belong to God, belonging to God, just simply His child. Oh, to rest in this threefold relationship with God. That's what it is to be saved. That's what it is to have eternal life, to be loved of God, to be begotten of God, and to belong to God. May you know that truth. Apply it to your own heart. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of Berean Free Presbyterian Church, located in Boston, New York, just 35 minutes south of Buffalo, off Route 219. You may write to Pastor Phil Owen at Berean Free Presbyterian Church, 8435 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, 14025. That's Berean Free Presbyterian Church, 8435 Boston State Road, Boston, New York, 14025. Or you may call the church at area code 716-941-3199. Area code 716-941-3199. Also be sure to visit our website at www.freepres.org. www.freepres.org. If you're free next Lord's Day, we invite you to come and worship with us. Sunday school for all ages is at 10 a.m. and the church services are at 11 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. We also have a midweek Bible study and prayer meeting on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. Thank you for listening today. I trust that you'll join us again at the same time next week as once more we let the Bible speak.